Pop-Up Theater presents Rorschach's Journal by Scott McQuaid.
Rorschach's Journal, October 21st, 1984. Rain pours from the night sky as the puddles illuminate the neon lights from above. But nothing can wash away the sickness of this city. Lies, deceit, and corruption is the very foundation that keeps the lights on at night. This nightmare is the vision of the Reagan administration, fueled by class, fear, and panic. The many will suffer while the rich get richer, but suffering is like anything else. Live with it long enough, you'll learn to like the taste. I'll enter through the window. This way I won't break the police tape. It's only two floors up. It's a small apartment in Hell's Kitchen. No shittier than the one surrounding it. Two homicides. No witnesses. One missing girl. Can't rely on the police. She's just another report filed. It's down to me. But this time will be different. Not like poor Blair. I was too late. Stupid Rorschach. I was too slow. I couldn't see. But now, my eyes are open. What was that? It came from the closet.
Well, well, well. The infamous Rorschach in person.
Janet Black, a New York reporter that would sell herself for a good news story. What are you doing in here?
Same as you. Looking for leads. Got anything you'd like to share? On record, of course.
No comment.
I thought you watchmen were all retired anyway.
There are no watchmen.
Exactly my point. So why is the daughter of a bus driver and a supermarket employee kidnapped? They shoot the parents, take nothing except the girl. What do you think? Is it just some sick bastard who's into little girls?
Not likely. This was a professional hit.
What makes you say that?
No gunshots heard from the neighbors, which means they use silencers, something that's not used by local gangs. No witnesses. Nobody saw anything, which means it was most likely a shadow man.
What's a shadow man?
A ghost. Somebody who can slip in and out without being seen. Somebody professional. Somebody with training and the means to do so. A shadow.
Interesting. So there must be something unique about this little girl.
Emily.
What?
Her name's Emily. You might want to mention that when you're piecing together whatever crap passes for news today.
Oh, don't play the hero with me. You need the crime in this city just like I do. It gives you a purpose. You're no hero.
Close the window on your way out.
Screw you!
She's right. I'm no hero, but not quite villain. Somewhere in between. I lost my moral compass a long time ago. Rorschach's Journal. Another sleepless night. Another dead end. I need some coffee. Gotta stay awake. Can't waste any time. This time has to be different.
My fellow Americans, the Soviet Union's actions over the past have been most disturbing.
President Reagan continues his ballad of propaganda from the TV in the corner.
The usual, Rorschach?
Laurie Jupiter, a minimum wage waitress pouring coffee at a shit old diner on a street corner most have forgot about. But once upon a time, she was kicking ass and taking names as a watchman. She was Silk Spectre, a mantle she took up from the original Silk Spectre, her mother. Then the Keene Act law was passed in 1977, which outlawed any form of vigilantism by costume adventurers. Many of us lost our way. Some turned to drugs, alcohol, and suicide, while others got a regular job.
Here. You know, I still can't work out how you drink coffee through that mask. So, what have you been up to?
What do you care? You're not in the game.
And you're not meant to be either. If the cops catch you, they'll put you away for a long time. You know how they feel about us.
There are more corrupt cops walking the beat than legit ones.
Yeah, well, what are you gonna do?
Refill.
So come on. What case are you working on?
Emily Clark.
The missing kid?
Yeah, something tells me it's more than just about a missing girl.
That's why it's important to keep our national security safe from our enemies.
If the world ever needed heroes, it's now. All this talk on nuclear war with Russia makes me wonder if I'll wake at all tomorrow.
Maybe they should push the button, wipe the board clean, start again.
Oh, Rorschach, always the voice of depression. Hey, we should get the old gang back together.
Why?
You know, get a few drinks, talk about old times, fighting crime and all that.
Some of us are still doing it.
I wonder what Daniel's doing.
Probably updating his scrapbook. I gotta go. See you around, Super Spectre.
It's just Lori. Those days are gone. Take care out there.
The thing about old times is, they generally come back to haunt you. They belong in the past. You revisit them and you'll discover something missed. Something that wasn't as good as the memory. But it's inevitable to visit the past. Especially when you got no leads. Morning, Leon.
Aw, oh, shit. Rorschach!
For a skinny crackhead, he runs fast. I'll give him that. Unfortunately for him, I'm faster. Now you got your cardio in for the morning. What do you hear?
I don't hear nothing, man. I got no beef with you.
Now that's not true, is it, Leon? Or should I say, streets? Leon was given the name Streets on the account of him knowing what the word is on the street. This cockroach learned a long time ago that information is the greatest commodity. He'd probably be a rich man if he didn't have a habit to feed. Then again, the same could be said for this country.
I can't help you, man. You know how much shit I get into if somebody sees me talking to you?
Next one's a concussion.
Alright. Shit, man. What do you want to know?
Emily Clark, what do you know?
Oh, fuck no. You don't want to go there.
Try me.
Ah, man. The girl knows something. Don't ask me what, but that's why she was taken.
What does she know?
I just said I don't know.
Take a guess.
You broke my fucking nose.
Fingers are next.
All right. It's a code. Apparently she knows some sort of code that's valuable.
Valuable to who?
I don't know. I swear.
Where'd they take her?
You're gonna get me killed, man.
That is a certain.
Look, this is only what I heard. I hear they got her stashed in that government facility downtown.
The Rockefeller Military Research Center.
Yeah, that's the one.
Better get that looked at. The Rockefeller Military Research Center was established in 1981 and was the quarters for special talents, like my old colleague Dr. Manhattan. But these people have to have some kind of ability to be kept there. They have to be special. Hell, even the symbol on the signboard outside has an S-shield resembling Superman's costume. It doesn't make sense. Why would they keep her here? I scaled the fence undetected. It feels like old times. The only difference is, I had backup then. Now I'm alone. I have to take out the guard stationed at the back door. He won't see me coming. I never liked this place. It's sterile. Void of any character or personality. You can't read it, but that's what they want. They don't want their lab rats to feel or have an emotion. No questions, just follow orders. Wait, that's her. She sits curled up in a ball, scared, alone, in a padded room. Now to find her tormentor. Hey, Doc, long time.
Rorschach, what are you doing here?
I've come for the girl.
You can't take her.
Who's gonna stop me?
You don't understand.
Then talk.
She holds a launch code.
To what?
To Russia's nuclear missile system. If you take her now, we'll never find out those codes. She could potentially help us gain control of Russia's missiles. Don't you see? If we have those codes, we would be able to prevent a war with Russia.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. An 8-year-old girl from Hell's Kitchen knows the launch codes to Russia's nuclear missiles. It turns out that while the girl was riding the bus her father was driving, she spotted what she thought was a puzzle one of the passengers was reading. Can you believe it? The passenger turned out to be a Russian spy, but the spy was being monitored by CIA agents. Once they could see Emily could read the spy's code, The Russian disappeared, and Emily was followed home. Of course, Regan would want to get his hands on that at any cost. That's why the girl's parents were murdered, so they can take what they need without any complications. And once they got it, she'll mysteriously vanish. Well, not tonight.
Rorschach, this is a matter of national security.
Emily, don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid.
She walks over with such innocence. She takes my hand and stares up at me.
You're one of the good guys.
I hope so. We scatter across the field, and I help her over the fence. I hear agents closing in on me.
He's over here.
Right on time.
Quickly, get in.
Silk Spectre.
Just for tonight. Come on.
There's no time. Go, go. She's safe now. Laurie won't make her disappear. They'll never find her, just like how they never found Laurie.
Don't move.
Rorschach's journal, October 22nd. I stand surrounded, outmanned, outgunned. I like these odds. The heavens open and the rain pours. It will wash away the blood down into the bowels of the city. Many will die tonight. Don't ask why.